Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lynn Joliker, in for Lisa Mullins. Plastics are ubiquitous in our daily lives and our environment. Single-use plastics like water bottles and shopping bags make up more than a third of all plastics. An international commission led by researchers at Boston College published a sweeping report today that says plastics are causing such harm to our health, it's time for global leaders to regulate them. The chair of that commission is Dr. Philip Landrigan. He's a pediatrician and epidemiologist whose previous research led to major changes surrounding lead and pesticides. Landrigan directs the Global Observatory on Planetary Health at Boston College. He says scientists are expressing urgency about plastics because production has accelerated rapidly. More than 8,000 megatons have been produced since World War II.
More than half of that has been made in the last 20 years. And the production rate is projected to treble by between 2050 and 2060.
And part of that is driven, the report says, by fossil carbon producers looking for ways to make up for some of what they're losing in our broader move away from fossil fuels. Is that correct?
That's right. You have to understand that 99% of plastic comes from coal and oil and gas, from fossil carbon. And the very same companies that extract coal and oil and gas from out of the ground are also the companies that make plastic and that make fuels. Global demand for carbon fuels is going down, and they need to find markets for those. One of the markets to which they're pivoting are plastics.
So the commission you chair is made up of scientists, clinicians, policy analysts from around the world. It formed last year after the United Nations Environment Assembly adopted a resolution that calls for the first ever legally binding international treaty on plastic. And your group, the commission, spent months putting together this report that goes into incredible detail. So let's touch on some of the main points. First, we're exposed to chemicals from plastics in lots of different ways, from the environment to our direct use of plastic. Can you touch on different ways we're exposed to the chemicals in it, how they get in our bodies, and the different ways they can harm our health?
Yeah. So people in this country are exposed to the toxic chemicals in plastic at every stage of the plastic life cycle. So, for example, the people who live in small towns in Pennsylvania or Oklahoma, where fracking is widespread, are exposed to all the toxic chemicals that are released into the air during fracking, which is the first step, really, in plastic manufacture. And then the people who live near the factories that produce plastic are exposed to the toxic chemicals that those factories vent into the air. Those of us who use plastic every day in our lives, we and our children are exposed to chemicals that leach out of plastic during use into our food, into our drinking water, from our clothing.
And then in terms of health impacts, I know there's a huge range of potential impacts. Can you touch on just a few of those?
Well, many of the chemicals that are in plastic are highly toxic. They include chemicals that can cause cancer. They include chemicals that can damage the developing brains of children in the womb. They include chemicals that can disrupt endocrine function and immune function. And exposures to these chemicals during the 9 months of pregnancy and in the first couple of years of childhood are especially dangerous because even very, very small doses of exposure to these toxic chemicals in early life can damage a child's health over the next 7 or 8 decades.
Right. I was shocked when I read in the report that there are more than 10,000 chemical additives used in plastics at this point.
That's right. And that's almost 10,000 is almost certainly a conservative estimate.
What do you think we should do as individuals and families to limit our use of plastics and reduce our body's exposure to the chemicals in plastics?
I think that we as individuals should do what we can. We should try to switch from plastic disposables to glass or metal containers, for example, in the kitchen, in our homes. As a pediatrician, one of my mantras is never microwave in plastic, because when you heat the plastic up, that accelerates the movement of toxic chemicals out of the plastic container and into the food. What you need to do is take the food out of the plastic container and put it into a glass or a ceramic container before you put it in the microwave.
So the commission is pushing for a global plastics treaty, and you want that to regulate plastics and end plastic pollution by 2040. How specifically do you want to see that happen?
Well, first and foremost, an agreed-upon global cap on plastic production. Secondly, steps need to be taken to reduce the toxicity of the chemicals that go into plastic. Thirdly, we need to find better ways to manage plastic waste. We need to increase the recycling rate from 8% to 10 times that. And fossil fuel companies and the companies that make plastic need to be financially responsible for their products even after they sell them, which means they have to have take-backs or deposits or pay into a remediation fund to handle plastic waste after it's created. We are arguing that the industry has to take responsibility for the cradle-to-grave handling of the materials that they produce and sell.
Dr. Phil Landrigan is a pediatrician, epidemiologist, and director of the Global Observatory on Planetary Health at Boston College. He chairs an international commission that published a report today in the Annals of Global Health urging action to regulate plastics worldwide. Dr. Landrigan, thanks so much for joining us.
Lynn, thank you.
We reached out to the Plastics Industry Association for their reaction to the report. In a written response, they say any international agreement should emphasize recycling and recovery methods that reduce plastic waste. And the association says plastics have countless vital uses, while alternative materials would increase overall consumption of energy and other resources, leading to more carbon emissions. The industry association says plastics are safe and that manufacturers take human health seriously and believe in producing sustainable products.
Funding for WBUR's environmental coverage comes from An Unlikely Story Bookstore and Cafe in Plainville, believing that where you shop shapes where you live. With books, games, cards, decor, and more for specific interests such as the environment and climate change. In-person and live virtual events. More at anunlikelystory.com.